All right. So it really is a good idea to find out what some of the exercises are that can specifically strengthen the ankles, the feet. I would also encourage you, you know, while you're having your physical exams for your children from year to year, see if you can get with a specialist who really understands alignment. That could be a chiropractor, it could be a podiatrist, as we're talking about now, and see if they can help you determine whether or not your child might need some assistance in getting that part of their athletic game together. I know that it's, you know, sometimes we want to just take the quick way out and just have them go ahead and just practice the fundamentals, et cetera, et cetera. But there's so much more that they can do. If there's something that, you know, is problematic with the alignment, there may be nothing wrong. But, you know, if you're really, really vested in helping your child be the best athlete that he or she can be, it's probably going to be worth at least checking into it. Hey, one thing to is it'll be great to find out that there's nothing wrong, and you can just proceed from there to just going ahead and doing some exercises just to strengthen the legs, the ankles and the feet. But if something is wrong, be given some ways to correct that and do the strengthening exercises and helping your child really have a chance to really, really excel at what they do. Dr. Wheel, the podiatrist, says that the body's base and foundation of support are the feet and ankles. But too often, they're neglected unless it's rehabilitating a previous injury. It makes a whole lot more sense to strengthen and train these areas routinely and proactively. Old routines usually involve tape or braces for ankles, which have a place, but are usually for previous injuries or reoccurring problems. These can be helpful, but they don't replace proper ankle strengthening, which is beneficial for all areas above the feet, such as the shins, the knees, the hips, and the back. It's interesting that often when chiropractors are taking a look at a person's alignment and they're trying to resolve a problem that the person is having with their neck, they'll have that person lie down and see if their feet are, you know, when they lie down, are their feet at the same level? Or does one appear to be a little shorter? Does it seem like one leg is a little shorter than the other? Because one leg might extend, let's just say, an inch or two further than the other leg. Looking at the feet to see what's happening with the neck. And so this is all important. Young athletes, totally concerned about how much they can bench press or curl. These are the muscles that a lot of people, you know, can just see pretty obviously. But these same athletes might have some difficulty balancing on one foot. All right. We know that it's good for older people to work on balancing on one foot. Exercise physiologists are just one example of professionals who will recommend that older people make balancing on one foot part of their exercise routine. It improves balance. It helps to strengthen the body, particularly feet, ankles, rest of the leg, but especially feet and ankles. That's important because as you strengthen the body, including the feet and ankles, and improve balance for older people, you also decrease the risk of falls. And of course, we know that falls can be pretty serious in older people. So you're strengthening and improving balance, you're decreasing the risk of falls. But older people are not the only ones who can benefit from exercises that involve balancing. One of the things that I remember a swimming expert, actually she's a therapist who works in water, and she was explaining to me how she would work with some athletes who had sustained some injuries and were trying to overcome those, some who had never sustained injuries but found out what working with her could do for their game. And she would work with them in such a way that their balance would be improved significantly, which made a huge difference. For example, with receivers who were heading downfield to catch that ball that had been placed high in the air, and they're leaping up in the air. And she talked about how some of these athletes would mention to her how amazed their fellow athletes were at their body control as they were working on ways to improve balance while also strengthening their bodies. I tell you, there's so much that we can do to help our bodies get in better shape. And again, remember this. We want to share some exercise routines with our children. It's probably not a good idea, though, to make exercise so much a part of the lifestyle that it's consuming a lot of time, more time than is necessary. And again, the process becomes, even if only on a subconscious level, unpleasant for the child. You want the child to try to enjoy the process as much as possible. Now, granted, even though they're doing something that they enjoy doing, for example, playing soccer, there may be some parts of the soccer practice that they really don't like. I mean, just one aspect of it that they really don't like. But overall, they may love the game, including the practice sessions. It's just one aspect of it. Maybe they don't enjoy the jogging around the field to help themselves get in better shape to increase their endurance. They don't enjoy it, but they know they need to do it, so they go ahead and do it. No big deal. And I'm saying that to say, when I point out that we want this process to be as pleasant as possible for our children, that doesn't mean they're going to necessarily enjoy every aspect of it. Not necessarily. Think back, for those of you who were athletes when you were younger, whether you played volleyball, basketball, hockey, whatever it is, there was probably something about the process, even if it was just one thing about the process that you really didn't like. Maybe you enjoyed the endurance exercises for the most part, but there may have been just one that you really did not like. The coach said do it, so you did it, but you didn't truly enjoy it. But you still enjoyed the exercise conditioning process overall, and you definitely enjoyed the game. In fact, some of you enjoyed games so much that you played, you were involved in 2 and 3 different sports. Well, I want you to go ahead and be thinking about what you can do to help make this process pleasant. Like I said, as pleasant as possible, as fun as possible for your children. Don't become tyrants, dictators who drive them into the ground. Help them enjoy it. That's one great way for you to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.